Hey everyone, this is Pastor Benj, and welcome back to Sugar Hill Church's weekday podcast. I hope everyone is really enjoying and inspired by the Climb message series, podcast, and blogs. And also, if you want to catch up on any of the messages or the podcast or the blogs, simply go to your browser and key in sugarhill.church/theclimb. Again, that's sugarhill.church/theclimb. All right, so when Chuck and I started our AT hike in May of 2016, the first day of our climb was, for the most part, fairly easy terrain. And being the driven overachievers that we are, we were determined to achieve our first day mileage goal of 16 miles, which was, well, it was just stupid. And at the end of the day's hike, we were worn out and broken down. So when we got up the next morning, we talked about our stupidity, assessed where we were, adjusted our goal, and got back on the climb. And as part of our assessment and adjustment, we decided that it was more important for us to enjoy the journey than it was to achieve a daily mileage goal. And this was the first of many assessments and adjustments on our week-long hike, and it really did make our journey much more refreshing and enjoyable. Now, similarly, when God places life climbs in our path, He doesn't do it to break us down, but to build us up, to teach us to rely on Him more than ourselves, and to help us have more significant and refreshing life climbs. He wants us to get on the climbs He has for us, continually assess where we are throughout the climb, adjust our climb, and then get back on the climb. So climb, assess, adjust, and climb some more. God created us. He loves us and wants nothing but His best for us. His desire for each and every climb we face is to help us grow closer to Him, or to help us get better equipped as servant leaders in our families, or to help others experience Jesus' love, generosity, and grace. And yes, sometimes God puts us on climbs that we didn't ask for, nor do we want in our life, nor do we even know why we are on a particular climb. But through it all, God asks us to trust Him. And He really does know what He's doing. In James chapter 1, it tells us, God blesses those who patiently endure testing and temptation. In Isaiah chapter 55, God says, my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways. Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you and not harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. And in Proverbs 3, chapter 3, verses 5 and 6, it tells us that we are to trust in the Lord with all our heart and do not depend on our own understanding. And he goes on to say, seek His will in all we do, and He will show us which path to take. From a spiritual standpoint, the climb that God has us on or maybe wants to get us on is for our benefit and for His kingdom. The best thing we can do is recognize that the climb we're on or about to get on is not arbitrary. It does have a purpose, and that God-driven purpose is much bigger than ourselves. So whatever the climb looks like for you, remember to constantly assess where you are spiritually, mentally, and physically, adjust your climb as necessary, and then get back on the climb. And finally, trust God. If you do this, you're going to have much more successful and significant life climbs. Climb, assess, adjust, climb some more, trust God. Climb, assess, adjust, climb some more, trust God. God's all over it, and He will always carry and grow us through every climb we're on. Thank you again for listening to Sugar Hill Church's weekday podcast. Our genuine hope and prayer is for each of you to have a wonderfully successful and significant 2017. Okay, guys, we'll see you this Sunday. Bye.